Chapter 6. Susanna. It was the morning after the party. Everything was normal with Conrad. Maybe he didn't remember playing with my hair in the car. He was really drunk last night. I was still little belly to him. But that was fine. I had Cam to think about. I felt like I was walking on clouds. Then I heard Susanna and my mother. They were in the living room, and their voices sounded angry. Something was wrong. They never fought. I heard Susanna say, "Laurel, I'm an adult. Stop trying to help me. It's my life." "But they know that something is wrong," my mother said. "I'll tell them at the end of the summer. That's soon enough." I didn't wait for my mother to reply. I walked in and asked, "Why are you fighting?" "We aren't fighting. Everything is fine," my mother said, but her eyes were red and tired. "It didn't sound fine," I said. "Everything really is fine," Susanna told me. My mother walked away from us. She looked really sad, but I didn't follow her. I wanted to be with Susanna. When I was with Susanna, everything was fine. Everything was safe. "What's the matter with her?" I asked Susanna quietly. "It's not important. Tell me about the party," she said. I still felt worried about the fight. But I really wanted to tell Susanna everything about Cam. Susanna was like that. You wanted to tell her all your secrets. "He's so smart and handsome. I can't believe that he likes me," I said. Susanna shook her head. "Belly, of course he likes you. You're so special, and you're so pretty." I spent the next 2 weeks hanging out with Cam on the beach. We stayed in the ocean for hours. Every time a wave came, one of us laughed. Then we were under the wave and the water. When we felt tired, we went onto the beach and sat in the sun. Cam brought sandwiches for us to eat, and they were good. It was really great. My life was so boring before I met him. "You're spending a lot of time with Cam," Jeremiah said. I tried not to smile. "I like him. He's different." "Who is he different from?" asked Jeremiah. "I don't know," I replied. But I did. "Do you mean that he's not a jerk like Conrad?" I laughed. And he did too. "Yeah, that's right. He's nice. He's more than nice." "So you don't love Conrad anymore?" "No," I told him. "I don't believe you," Jeremiah said, watching me. I took off my sunglasses and looked at him. "It's true. I don't love Conrad." Soon, it was August. Mr. Fisher always came to the beach house for the first week of August. But now he couldn't come to the beach house at all. He had too much work. It was the first year without Mr. Fisher and my brother. One night, after Susanna went to bed early, Conrad said to me, "They're getting a divorce." "Who is getting a divorce?" I said. "My parents." Jeremiah looked at him angrily. "Shut up, Conrad." Conrad shrugged. "Why? You know that it's true. Belly isn't surprised. Are you, Belly?" I was surprised. I was really surprised. I said, "I thought that they were really in love." "People like my parents got divorced. Susanna and Mr. Fisher smiled and laughed together. people like them didn't get divorced. They were in love, Jeremiah told me. Something changed. Dad's a jerk. That's what changed, Conrad said, standing up. That didn't sound like Conrad. He loved his dad. Maybe Mr. Fisher had a new girlfriend, like my dad did. But no one was better than Susanna. She was the best. Don't tell your mom that we know, Jeremiah said suddenly. I won't, I said. Conrad left, and Jeremiah said to me, Our dad was sleeping on the couch at home. They must think that we're stupid. He was trying not to cry. I held his hand. He was really hurting. I guessed that Conrad was hurting too. Conrad was different this summer, and now I understood everything. He was always angry and moody because he was sad about the divorce. Then I thought about Susanna. She was spending so much time in bed. She was hurting too. And there was that fight with my mother. Susanna wanted us to have a perfect summer, but Conrad and Jeremiah already knew about the divorce. I wanted to tell her, but I couldn't. A few nights later, I heard Conrad come home. Everyone in the house did. He came up the stairs and turned on his music. It was loud. It was 3 in the morning. I lay in bed for 3 seconds. Then I jumped up and ran to his room. His door was open, and I stepped inside. It looked the same. His drawings were still on the wall. His toy cars were still on the desk. Everything was in the right place. Your music is too loud, Conrad. Everyone is trying to sleep. He smiled and said, Are you going to tell your mom, Billy? He was really drunk. I didn't answer him. I walked over to his desk. There was a photo of him with the football. He was smiling in the photo. He looked happy. Why did you stop playing football? I asked. It wasn't fun anymore. I thought that you loved it. No, I didn't. My dad loved it, he said. Why did you stop dance? You remember that? I asked. I stopped dance when my parents got divorced. My mom couldn't take me because she had to work. I was bored of it by then anyway. I didn't answer his question. I said, I'm still a much better dancer than you. I can dance, he said. I crossed my arms. Show me. Conrad jumped up. He took my hand and he twirled me. His arms were round me and he was smiling. See? He laughed before he stopped and sat down on the bed again. I'm a better dancer than you, Billy. I looked at him for a long time. I didn't understand him. He was moody, and he wanted to be alone. Then he was laughing and twirling me round the room. That's not dancing, I said, and he smiled. When he was sweet like this, it was so hard not to love him.